On University of Maryland Baltimore County Week, revolutions carry many inherent risks. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities, and today on the Academic Minute, Michael Nance, associate professor of philosophy, takes a philosophical approach to these conflicts.
For many people, it seems obvious that the politically oppressed should have the right to throw off their oppressors. That is, the right to revolution. Yet we also know from history that revolutionary movements can lead not to human liberation, but to human tragedy. Can the right to revolution be vindicated despite the inherent risks of any revolutionary enterprise? The little-known German philosopher Johann Benjamin Erhard, writing in the 1790s at the peak of the excitement and horror of the French Revolution, developed a philosophical theory of revolution aimed at helping us think carefully about its promise and peril. Erhard argues that the right to revolution exists, but only under conditions of what we might call structural injustice. Erhard proposes that we think of a society's political structure as founded on a set of what he calls basic laws, which are formal or informal norms that ground the state's constitutional system. The U.S. Bill of Rights might be one example. He argues that revolution is permitted when and only when society's basic laws systematically violate the rights of humanity. In such cases, injustice has penetrated all the way to the foundation of the entire political structure. Reform becomes impossible, since there are no legitimate legal norms to appeal to criticize the basic laws. Under such conditions, the risky project of revolution, understood as the transformation of society's basic laws through extra-legal means, becomes not just a right, but a duty.
That was Michael Nance of the University of Maryland, Baltimore County. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.